News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you about my friends at National Christian Foundation because I do know these folks personally, and I use their services. Listen, it's very cool what they do. You want to streamline your charitable giving? National Christian Foundation is itself a 501c3. So let's say you're like Charlene and I, and you've got your church and several other charities that you tend to support. What you do is you just send one check to National Christian Foundation. Or perhaps you came into a windfall from the sale of your business or sale of your house, who knows. And so you take a part of that, and you don't know where you want to give it all yet. So you give it immediately to National Christian Foundation. You immediately have that tax write-off. And then over time, you tell them, send a check here, send a check there. They send the checks for you. You're not writing multiple checks. We do it every month. It's a very cool deal. And I'm going to tell you, it's so worth your time. Check them out. National Christian Foundation, and that's NCF Alabama. So you want to check them out, NCF Alabama. And they're so worth the time, and I enjoy working with them myself. National Christian Foundation, that's the way to go. So listen, hey, all you folks out there, by the way, at United Launch Alliance, hope I said that name right, United Launch Alliance. I got some news for you, all right? So this happened during the break, and I want you to know that, first of all, at United Launch Alliance, we are aware that you've got a bunch of you outside the gate. You're wondering if anybody's paying attention, and it seems extremely disingenuous the state of Alabama would issue an executive order from the governor opposing vaccine mandates while at the same time a trailer from the Department of Commerce is showing up to help train your replacements. Well, I made a call, by the way, or a text to one of your elected officials who immediately made a call in Montgomery, and that trailer should be gone tomorrow is what I'm being told, and I think that's the way it should be. We should not be assisting companies laying off Alabamians who were told they were essential, and now suddenly they're told they're no longer even wanted. All right, that's so folks at United Launch Alliance, thanks for making me aware of your situation. And your elected officials are aware also. And one of those who I will not name until he tells me it's okay to name him has already made a call, and I'm being told that AIDT trailer, it's leaving tomorrow morning. So that's very cool. Glad our show could be a part of it. So, folks, I'm going to change gears on you, but I'm telling you, this topic is taking on a life of its own with all this breaking news and discussion. So I'm going to go to a call on line four, and then I'll see if we can switch gears and go to the second piece of our triple dipper that we have not even gotten into. Scott from Huntsville's on line four. Hey, Scott, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Phil. I wanted to have made an observation and wanted to get your take, and I can hang up after I make the observation, but
okay,
we're hearing that truck drivers get vaccinated or they don't get a load, that teachers teach or teachers get vaccinated or they don't teach, healthcare workers get vaccinated or they don't work. So I haven't heard any calls for anybody that's on welfare or government assistance to either get vaccinated or you don't get assistance. Seems like they're attacking the workers and nobody else.
Wow, Scott. You know, that's a great point. So I don't have an answer for you, but I'm going to look into it. You bring up a great point. So if you're receiving federal benefits or federal contracts, you're supposed to be under a vaccine mandate. And I have not heard that Medicaid recipients or Medicare recipients, or for that matter, people who receive welfare payments or EBT cards from the state of Alabama. Now I do know this, the EBT card, I would say that government benefits are already prevented from being disturbed if they come through the state. But if those are used with matching federal dollars, that creates a conundrum. So a lot of folks don't realize Medicaid is a state administered program, but it also has a federal match to plus up the program with the right number of dollars to pay those medical bills. So Scott, to answer your question, brother, I don't know the answer right now, but I'm going to check into that because that begs an answer, and that's certainly worth knowing. That's why I've got the sharpest people. They can ask me. I'm solid conservative and just plain right, but sometimes I have to go do the research before I can be just plain right. I'll give Scott that one. He threw me a curve, and I'm going to find out because that one needs to be answered. Hey, Scott, thanks for the call. All right. Hey, listen, Copper, let's do this. I didn't even tell you ahead of time, but I do want to, I tell you what, Copper, get me clip 5. Can you do that? I'm going to wrap this segment up on the vaccine mandates to the best I can. But let me know when you got clip five. I'm going to finish the issue of vaccine mandates with a demonstration of leadership. Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida, he's making waves left and right. You hear Governor Greg Abbott. You got the governor up in Montana. These states are literally taking affirmative action, far more than words. And I'm seeing, you know, some of what they say in the press. Governor Ron DeSantis gave a press conference just in the last couple of days. And the clip that I've got for you right now is a great way to end this section on the question of vaccine mandates. And then I'll see if I can do anything on the next piece. Go ahead and play clip five, Copper.
Of course, I just think individual employees should be protected. This is not a time. Just think of Biden. He says, don't make the vaccines divisive. Yeah. Don't make the vaccines divisive. You are trying to take people's jobs away over this issue. You are trying to plunge people into destitution. You are taking away their livelihoods. Nobody else is doing that. You are the one that's being divisive about this. To say to a police officer who's been working this whole time, or a nurse or a firefighter, that now they lose their job. Way before there was any vaccines and we even knew what the heck was going on with you know, you go back to March, April 2020, there's so much unknowns. Those guys had to answer the call. Patient comes in, the nurses are there caring for him. Someone calls 911, the police and the fire, they're there. And they had to put themselves on there. And now you're going to toss them aside? So he is the one that's being divisive on this. We believe people should be able to make their own decisions.
That's leadership right there. That's leadership. And I'm not saying, by the way, that Governor Ivey's words were any less emphatic, but what I am saying is that certain states are actually taking far more of what I would call affirmative action to do this. Not affirmative action in the old liberal sense. I'm talking affirmative action in terms of positive and actual action on the issue. And God bless you folks at United Launch Alliance and other folks out there who, like the ones labeled in Governor Ron DeSantis' comments just now, were essential, essential, essential until you weren't. That's where we are. All right, folks, listen, I got to switch gears for you just for a minute because there's a thing brewing right now, you know, and I'm totally switching gears. All right, just go with me now. Just like cleanse your palate for a moment. Here we go. Changing gears. Up in D.C. right now, the massive spending bill is still alive. All right, there's still talk about trying to pass that bad boy, and they don't even know what all's in it. Once again, I mean, and I won't have time to play you all the clips that I set aside. I did so much work even on this topic that I'm not going to get to because the other one was more important. But I will say this. Copper, go ahead and get clip three ready, and let me know when you're there. Clip three for today is Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida. Now, he's on Fox Business, and he's talking about the plan that they've got right now to potentially tax U.S. citizens on monies they don't have yet. How does that even work? I see. Is that you saying ready, Copper? Is that new? Okay, good. All right. So here's the deal. Can you imagine, just go with me here. Can you imagine if you have a house, you bought it, you got equity, or maybe property values have gone up like all over Madison County. Thank you very much. Madison County, Limestone County, Lauderdale County, property values are through the roof. You can't put a house on the market expected to stay there more than a few days. You're going to get more than asking price. Basically, you're seeing a realized capital gain upon the sale. But what happens, though, if you have stocks that have appreciated or you have property that is appreciated in value? And suddenly, one day, the U.S. government says, hey, we're coming in to appraise your portfolio, or we're coming in to appraise your property. We're going to decide whether or not it's worth more than you say it is, or whether or not you have received some capital gains potential here, unrealized, but yet there. The answer to that would be, I haven't sold it yet. You can't tax me on what's not in my pocket. Oh, yes, we can. It's called a tax on unrealized gain. Play clip three for me.
Back with us. We love Congressman Byron Donalds from House Budget. He's always got great insights. So now, Democrats want even more surveillance powers for the IRS. They're going to turn the IRS into real estate appraisers and bank appraisers to figure out the unrealized run-up in paper gains of assets owned by billionaires to tax that, even if the house or stock is not even sold yet, regardless of whether they even sell those assets. So this is going to create a double, probably double the size of the IRS.
First of all, it's good, always good to be with you. Good to be back. The Democrats are crazy. I have no idea what they're even talking about. For people who do not understand, and you laid out a great explanation, unrealized gains are quite simple. Depending on the value from 1 year to the next, it creates your unrealized gain. The reason why it's unrealized is because you haven't sold the asset. You don't have the cash. And when you get the cash is when you actually have to pay the taxes. So here's the question I have for Janet Yellen. Let's say I have Apple stock this year, and next year they kick this in, and because of Joe Biden's idiotic policies, the value of Apple stock goes down, but I had to just pay the tax. Are you gonna cut me a check from the US Treasury? Is the IRS gonna get me my money back? Is Joe Biden gonna pay me back for the money he stole from me? The answer is no, he will not do that. And why won't he do that? Because he's trying to steal the money from me before I get a chance to earn it. Now, that's how ridiculous this is.
They're saying they're gonna do this first for 700 billionaires, right? That they're gonna try to do that.
Go ahead and stop it there. So here's the thing. They say initially it was for billionaires, but a clip that I have not played for you and I might play after the next break is clip four. Copper, you can go ahead and clip four ready just in case. But clip four literally is Nancy Pelosi saying that this so-called, she calls it a wealth tax upon billionaires, is actually not going to be enough. We need more money than what it'll bring in, which is code for we may have to tax more than just billionaires on unrealized capital gains. And so that's the scary issue here. And by the way, what a slippery slope. Well, we just tax the billionaires. It didn't hurt them as much. We tax them on money they didn't really have because we thought they had it. But then later on, they're so used to having that money, now they want more. Wait a minute. How about the millionaires? We'll just do the millionaires. They're just the ones. Yeah, they're the ones, just the millionaires. And then it's not enough. Well, let's tax the middle class. The middle class, I mean, they've got to do their fair share too. So if we find out that their house that they've been paying on for 20 years is suddenly in an area of growth and the values have gone up and they also had equity in it, look at that unrealized capital gain. We'll have to get a piece of that. And that's where we're headed, folks. They're now planning, literally, to, and this is, by the way, this is being written in, they're saying it's being written into the bill that they're trying to get passed this week, that a tax on unrealized capital gains. One of the clips I've got for you that I probably won't get to is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen herself confirming that this is being proposed by the committee chairman who is bringing the bill. That's where we are. Tax you on what you got. And by the way, let's tax you on what you don't got. Well, there's America. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're going to take a short break right now and come back. There's a little bit more of that. And then at the top of the hour, State Representative Charlotte Meadows is going to call in and discuss with us what's happening in redistricting to include her own district, which is the one that just shocks me. Shocks me the way it's being drawn. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Looking at an article right here on Blaze News that literally says that Democratic leadership over the weekend began suggesting a new way to pay for President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social policy and climate action spending bill known as the Build Back Better Plan. Yeah, and that's called a wealth tax in the same article, according to Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Now, similar story right now, because I do prep the show and I was up this morning early getting resources. Story right here off of the Post-Millennial. And it says, watch, Biden admin wants to tax increased value of assets before those assets are sold. And it quotes U.S. Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen, who was talking to Jake Tapper on CNN this weekend. Regarding the Build Back Better agenda, she said that unlike Speaker Pelosi, she wouldn't call it a wealth tax, but a tax on, quote, unrealized capital gains for the, quote, exceptionally wealthy. What a play on words. Man, You talk about some wordsmithing trying to get out of what? Okay. What this means, it says, is, where's her quote go? But it would help to get at capital gains, she says, which are an extraordinarily large part of the incomes of the wealthiest individuals and right now escape taxation until they're realized. And often they're unrealized in the death benefit from a so-called step-up abate. Anyway, what she's saying is, we're afraid it'll get away from us, and they shouldn't be allowed to keep the value of the property. We should be able to get at it before they sell it. Okay. But you know what, though? I said before the break that I had a clip. Copper, you still got clip four? All right, so clip four is Nancy Pelosi herself saying that this wealth tax that she's talking about is probably not going to be enough. And then a little bit of analysis right after that. Play clip four.
For corporations,
is shall we say, has an appeal, but it doesn't produce that much money.
Okay,
because the bill is not written yet. We hope it will be written today and introduced tomorrow. Only then can the Joint Tax Committee evaluate what it brings in. We anticipate $250 billion, but we need closer to $2 trillion. So we have other things.
So they only have 10%. It's not even written yet. And she's telling the media to sell it. And they only have 10% of it covered, right? And they think the wealth tax is going to do it. This is a stretch. The Constitution only allows for a taxation of income. And that was even problematic, not wealth. And they claim their spending costs zero. And they want the IRS to start doing this. What do you say?
What I say is Nancy Pelosi let the cat out of the bag, and I hope the American people remember this. This is never about taxing the rich, because there's not enough money amongst the rich to go get all of your money. You got to get everyone. You have to go get the middle class. And what they're trying to set up is to be able to go after pension plans, because if you go after pension plans, then you might be able to come up with the money that you're looking for, because most stock purchases, most holds of stock, the stock interests are held by pension plans in the United States and frankly around the world.
There you have it. That's Congressman Byron Donalds, Republican from Florida. I believe he's a freshman member of Congress, but he's sharp as all could get out. And he's saying it pretty clearly that he hopes that the world is listening right now, because what you just heard was Nancy Pelosi accidentally let the cat out of the bag, and that what they're saying is, this wealth tax, this what Janet Yellen says is not a wealth tax, but a tax on the wealthy, on their unrealized capital gains. It's a tax on their wealth. It's not a tax on their income. It's a tax on their wealth. It's going to trickle down to a whole lot more than the billionaires and millionaires. It's going to come to all of us, because at some point they're going to recognize, like Nancy Pelosi already has, that the $250 million estimate is far less than what they need. They need it in the trillions. Well, how do they do that? Well, she says, well, we have other means. I got news. The other means are money doesn't appear on trees. It just suddenly becomes a taxable issue, and the government begins to look at, let's repeal those Trump tax cuts. Let's go ahead and increase the amount that we're taxing on businesses. Let's go ahead and make sure that let's go after those unrealized capital gains on people's dream houses that they took their whole life to build. God almighty. Come on, people. All right, folks, listen, we're coming back after the top of the hour here with State Representative Charlotte Meadows. She's a friend of the show. She's a friend of mine. And she's in the middle of the redistricting stuff going on down there. Her district appears to be the one that seemed to have been drawn quite weirdly by comparison to many others. Isn't it interesting that she's the only one who's been in lawsuits with the teachers union? I find this to be odd and disconcerting. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back with more.